You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Mere survival is not enough. What our world needs is survival plus.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Give us the strength not only to survive, but to live. You have given us your Son, Jesus Christ. Now give us faith to live with love toward you and toward one another. Forgive our past and empower our future by your grace, your love undeserved, that we may truly serve you with all the freedom of genuine love in Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. A recent newspaper cartoon pictures a husband and wife seated before the desk of a bank loan officer. The cartoon caption puts these words on the lips of the couple. What do we want the loan for? To survive. Survival is the only thing left for millions of people. They want to survive this illness, survive this attack on their ability or integrity. Survive the trouble that threatens to drive the family apart. Survive financial crisis or the unforeseen loss of employment. Survive hunger and survive the passion to satisfy that hunger. There are people, as I mentioned last week on this broadcast, millions of them, living in that belt girdling the world at its equatorial bulge, who are trying to survive the terrible drought producing an agonizing famine threatening animal, plant, and human life throughout the area. It would be very ungracious for anyone to make light of the struggle of people to survive the ravages of hunger with no bread on the table, or to survive the impact of disaster with no hope in the soul. I feel for people like that, and I've spent a good part of my life trying to help them in one way or another to survive their ordeal. Last week, I asked all of you to help along in feeding the hungry with the gift of bread that God daily provides you. That's what you promise to do when you pray, give us this day our daily bread. The one who gave us that prayer to pray said without arrogance or exaggeration, I have come that men may have life and may have it in all its fullness. Survival was important to him because he had a heart for people. With that great heart of his for people, he was interested in more than survival. For him, life had to be survival plus. The plus he was always talking about goes beyond survival. There comes a time in life when it becomes quite apparent that the struggle for survival is over. Sometimes it comes quickly, with merciful suddenness. At other times, people begin to realize that they're not going to get better. It's a tough time for everyone. If survival is the only goal, it's almost impossible to take. I've seen people struggle with might and main, and sometimes they survived for a time. For others, existence became so painful that they gave up trying to survive and quietly resigned themselves to the inevitable. Some did that with loud complaints against God. While others accepted the fact of approaching death without complaining at all. That lack of complaint usually tells you something about people. They have discovered the secret of the plus that goes beyond survival. It isn't that they despise human life, want to get rid of the responsibilities of living, or think of themselves without regard for their families. They have the same desires and drives other people have. But they hold within their souls a great secret, the secret of real life, which is survival plus. It's what our Lord was talking about when he said, I have come that men may have life and may have it in all its fullness. Survival is not enough. It's not enough today, and it's not enough for tomorrow. Survival is not life, even though people generally think of it as staying alive. Life is not salvaging what little you can save from the wreckage. It is life only when it is activated by a great surge of power that enables you to take today, whatever it brings, and to look forward to tomorrow. That's what the Lord was talking about when he said, I am come that men may have life and may have it in all its fullness. The struggle to survive may look like a noble endeavor. Actually, it can be noble or ignoble, depending on how one struggles to survive. Some people survive at the expense of others. There's nothing particularly noble about that. Some make it on their own, as they say. Really, they're not making it on their own at all. Ignobly, they just trade on the nobility of others. Somebody has described survival as the primordial ethic, as if survival somehow justified any and all human actions in order to survive. That's not life. And everybody knows it, despite the fact that somebody has said, all political, economic, and social considerations must be subordinated to the struggle for survival. Under such an ethic, helping somebody else, giving food to the hungry, is absolutely immoral. It's like giving aid and comfort to the enemy. It is self-defeating for people to do that in their own struggle for survival, where survival, of course, is everything. When anything goes to survive, we've all gone back to the jungle. The actual fact is that mere survival is just about as perverse and subhuman a purpose as anyone can possibly imagine. It has been used to justify almost every kind of evil. Wars, individual and communal, violence, atrocities, and even killing off whole populations. People have justified their indifference to human suffering by saying they themselves had to survive. Even pious people use that argument to justify their meanness and their brutality toward others. They themselves have to survive. That's no argument, no matter who offers it. It doesn't stand up in the face of death, which comes to every man or woman, every boy or girl. Ultimately, death claims all of those who devote their time on earth to their own survival. Whether survival meant climbing to the top or maintaining a comfortable life, or just eking out a bare existence, it doesn't make any difference. Death wipes out the argument that survival is everything. When you have to face God, what is he going to say about the excuse, I was merely trying to survive? I know what he's going to say, and so do you. He sent his son to give people life, and they turned him down. He offered his forgiveness for the sake of Jesus Christ, and people weren't interested in forgiveness. They wanted to survive. Some were not interested in God at all, and some claimed to be doing for the glory of God, but their only interest in life was to survive. That's not life. There's more to life than mere survival. Indeed, mere survival is not life at all. I know what God is going to say. I know what he has said in Jesus Christ, his son. There isn't any question about it at all. God cares. That's what he said in Jesus Christ. To such an extent did he love the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He does care, but he is not a patsy. He doesn't hold still for those secular or pious pretensions with which people try to cover up when they say in defense of their callousness, their selfishness, or their lovelessness, I had to survive, didn't I? Life comes from God as a gift. It has to be received as a gift. I have come, said Jesus Christ, that men may have life and may have it in all its fullness. If you're talking about survival, this is it and a lot more. It is survival plus. The plus is what makes it life. There is life in all its fullness. The life that comes from God is in Jesus Christ. This is no particular religious program or profession. What I'm talking about is life. This is life, to know God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. It is eternal life, right here and now. It is life in all its fullness. Life in all its fullness is in Jesus Christ. He is for real. Everything else may turn out to be unreal, but Jesus Christ is for real. In him, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting our sins against us. That's for real. The love of God and the forgiveness of God are for real. It is in Jesus Christ, the whole thing, and he is for real. I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ became a real man. That surprises a lot of people. They always think of him as a religious figure. The fact is, he wasn't in the least bit interested in religion. Life was his object, not for himself, but for all those people for whom he died. For their sins, not for his own, he died. He offered himself for the life of the world. This is eternal life. To know God who forgives your sins in Jesus Christ, whom he has sent to do all of that for you. I have come, said Christ, that you may have life, and may have that life in all its fullness. Life in Christ breaks the stranglehold of the past. The past is forgiven in Christ. Life in Christ destroys the terrors of the moment. He is Lord by reason of his resurrection from the dead. Life in Christ is the hope of the future. He is Lord of life, and life is his to give. He has destroyed even death with his victorious life. I'm come, he says, that you may have life. Life in all its fullness. Life in Christ is the life of love. It comes from the love of God and is filled with love all the way. That's life in all its fullness. A lot of people don't really believe that life like that is possible. They have not seen it in others, and they don't see it in themselves. I can tell you that I have seen it in others. And I've experienced it somewhat myself. It is a reversal of the natural attitudes we always carry around with us. If we followed our natural inclinations, we would just love those who love us. And we would be cautious about that because the love of others can cool, you know. Life in Christ is a new thing with a whole new attitude. And I want you to know that it's for real, as Christ is for real. St. Paul said, everyone who's in Christ is like a new creation. The fullness of life in Christ is the fullness of love, and that's a new creation. That's life. It is the great plus that makes life worth living. Love, said St. Paul, is patient and kind. That's the way God loves. And he expects us to love that way too. Through his Spirit, he gives people power to practice love, to show kindness to those who hate and hurt. It is the grace of God at work in people. Love is not to be jealous or irritable. Love is not resentful or rude. Love does not always insist on its own way. Love believes the best about people. It hopes for the best. Love is really able to take it and even to love it. That's life. Jesus Christ said, I'm come that men may have life, and that they may have that life in all its fullness. You don't have to wait until eternity for the life of Christ in all its fullness. You can have it right now. It is yours right now in all its fullness as you place your trust and confidence and also your hope in Jesus Christ. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. St. John tells us that Jesus said, truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but is passed from death to life. That's not mere survival. There's more to life than survival. Jesus says to you, as he said to his men, do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. On him has God the Father set his seal. So he has, raising him from the dead, the one who was crucified for our sins. Raising him from the dead, there is forgiveness and there is life in Jesus Christ. Life in Christ is a struggle too. Every step of the way, it's not easy. I would mislead you if I told you it was easy. It's like losing your life as he lost his. Whoever would save his life will lose it, said Jesus Christ. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Everyone who trusts in Christ and gives up the all-consuming preoccupation of people for survival will find what he's looking for. Survival plus real life. Life in all its fullness. That's yours, my friend, for the taking. It's yours. Take Jesus Christ and discover life. Life in all its fullness. Not just survival, but life. Amen.